Woo! Take a shot for the working man. We are back, dadgummit. Episode 35. Chet it, bop, chet it, Bob Curls. Let me catch my breath, get a little swig of water. 25 seconds into the podcast, I'm already thirsty. Look here. Thank y'all for coming back, busting a block with your boy. Today, this is being recorded. Who gives a shit when it was recorded? We are releasing it on Friday. Every Friday, 8 a.m. The Chatty Bobcast is going to be a weekly thing, man. Appreciate y'all subscribing to the YouTube channel. If you haven't subscribed yet, hit that subscribe button on whatever format you're watching this on, listening this on. Language in Chad, we know it's sketchy. It's sketchy! A little bit sketchy. But we're having a good time, man. We're trying our best to live our best lives, and we ain't got time for you haters. You know what I'm saying? And pardon me, I'm actually working while I'm talking. But that's just the beauty of COVID, man. I've been working remotely for the last 5 months, and I love it. I love what I do. It's just chat support, you know, and stuff like that. But at the same time, I'm able to kind of multitask while I'm working from home. So I really appreciate my place of employment for taking care of your boy, man, through this pandy. And, yeah. But, It's been a interesting week, man. You know, the old pandy starting to ramp up. You know, I live in the South in Tennessee, Nashville area. And to say that we are lax as far as the COVID restrictions would be, I mean, stuff that we're able to go do right now, you'd get shot in the fucking head if you did it in California or New York. They would put a bullet in between your eyes if you went and dined in the Cracker Barrel. And we just sitting there like nothing's happening, man. People are just elbows to assholes in the mall. Me and my lady went to the mall to do some Christmas shopping at Opry Mills Mall, which is a real big mall here in Nashville. In some places, you had to wear a mask over your face. Some places didn't give a shit if you got butt naked and had sex with each other. I mean, but no, you can't go watch a movie in the theater. By God, if you go try to watch a movie in the theater, you're going to get pistol whipped by the government. But that little Peter Griffin you hear is a new snack I'm about to try. It is hot cocoa Hershey's Kisses with marshmallow center. Now, y'all know Chatty Bobby. Y'all know that I am the poster child for health, as long as it's in the bad side of that. But you only live once, okay? So we're going to try these. Now, a lot of these companies, these candy companies and these chocolate companies and the chips and the cereal, a lot of y'all are getting a little too crazy with this shit. But I saw these and my lady saw these when we were shopping, and I'm like, I'm going to try them out. So we're going to give you a live reaction, audio reaction here. Oh, yeah. That marshmallow just bust all in your mouth, too, man. Oh, shit. Yeah. It's almost like a Cadbury cream egg. Hershey's, damn you. I was hoping I wouldn't like it so I wouldn't eat this entire bag, but we knew that was going to be the opposite effect. But, yeah, everybody's trying to get on board with the different flavors and shit, man. I mean, everywhere you go, the cereal situations are getting too much. Like, they're combining Frosted Flakes and Fruit Loops. Like, some stuff just don't need to go together. Okay? You got to draw a line in the sand somewhere, don't you? You got to come to a point where you say, are we going too far? Have we gone too far? You know what I mean? My answer is yes, the fuck you have. When you're starting to put Frosted Flakes with damn salt and vinegar chips for cereal. Like, let's look. I know that marijuana is legal in a lot of different states, but you can tell that ever since it became much more, and it should be legal in every state. I mean, definitely. But you can tell that that's had an effect on the way that they make snacks, man. I mean, this the combinations that you have is usually just shit you see when you're stoned. And people was sitting at their house and was like, well, we got a little bit of Fruit Loops and a little bit of Frosted Flakes. Let's just put them together. Fuck it. Let's just have a big cereal orgy. You know, but I don't know how we got onto that. Oh, because I taste tested that. But yeah, COVID ain't nothing down here. I don't know if that's a good and a bad thing. I mean, some places are strict, some places aren't. But my whole thing with the mask stuff, me and my lady go out to eat a lot. I go out to eat with my buddies. I go out to eat with her. Luckily, we can still go in and dine in Tennessee, okay? They require you to wear the mask from when you walk in to when you're seated. Then you take the mask off otherwise because you can't fucking eat. But while you're sitting there eating, there's a table right next to you that's got people sitting and eating without their fucking mask on. So what's the difference in us doing that than us doing me sitting in the waiting area? Because I'm shoveling food down my fucking gullet, I'm not going to give them COVID if I've got it, or vice versa. Shout out to Judge Reinhold and Fred Savage for that heavy hitter of a movie. It was basically just a ripoff of Like Father, Like Son, which is also a huge heavy hitting movie with Dudley Moore and Kirk Cameron. I fucking hate Kirk Cameron. But you also got some Sean Astin action in that one. Coming to Blu-ray in January. Pretty excited about that. But I mean, COVID at some places, and then you go to California, and I've heard they cancel everything. I don't even think you're allowed to brush your teeth in your own house without a mask on in California. I think that they've got Big Brother cameras in everybody's places of residence, and if you go from your bedroom to the bathroom without a mask on, you get one of those invisible shot collars put on you. And no, I didn't say shot collar for Lil Troy Wanna Be a Baller. Baller! Drum Gobbler, 20-inch blades on the Impala. Hit the highway. Lil Troy karaoke, baby. But yeah, COVID's fucking crazy, man. And they're saying we're going to have a 4 to 6 week shutdown. Who knows, man? If anybody doesn't know, it's me, okay? My answer could be that for a lot of different questions. If you said, Chad, who's on Mount Rushmore? Who are the four people on Mount Rushmore? I could not tell you. I could not tell you who the four people on Mount Rushmore are. I'm a 37-year-old man, and I'm going to have to Google who it is. Isn't that sad? I think Abraham Lincoln and George Washington are two of them. George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Thomas Jefferson, Theodore Roosevelt. If you said, Chad, we will give you $30 million if you can name all four of them, I would have gotten half of it, right? And those two that I said were a guess. Said it took 14 years with more than 350 people to sculpt that. So, you know, there's your thoughts, man. There's your thoughts. Now, let's just talk Mount Rushmore. Let's get into that. Since we're talking about Mount Rushmore, let's talk about my Mount Rushmore in music, or in rap music. My rap music Mount Rushmore. My RMMR. Okay, my RMMR, rap music Mount Rushmore. Obviously, I'm going to go with Tupac. Okay? Tupac is definitely, without a doubt, my favorite rap artist of all time. Is he the best lyricist? No. That's not what I fucking said. That's not what you asked me. Well, I asked myself. But Tupac's hands down my favorite rap artist. Obviously, Biggie would be on there on mine. Eminem would be on there on mine. And that fourth spot is tough because I am not subscribed to Jay-Z being one of the GOATs like everybody thinks. I think Jay-Z's good. But I'm not really I don't want to put Jay-Z on my Mount Rushmore. I just don't. I feel like I need to put somebody from the South on there. Because you've got Tupac, who's West Coast, even though he was born in the East Coast. He was West Coast. Biggie was East Coast. Eminem's like Midwest, right? I would put my Mount Rushmore, I would put the late great Pimp C as the fourth person on my Mount Rushmore. Reason being is because he is the godfather to me. I know people say Scarface, but to me, Pimp C embodies Southern rap music, Southern rap tunes, Southern hip hop. And that would be my Mount Rushmore. Pimp C, Tupac, Biggie, and Eminem. Throw your hate comments in there all you want. I'm from the South, and you can say it, you can hear it when I talk out of my mouth. Okay, I'm from the South, dadgummit. So now let's see Mount Rushmore basketball players, NBA players. We got to go Jordan. We got to go Kobe. As much as I hate to say it, we've got to go LeBron. That fourth spot, who do you put on there? Do you put Wilt Chamberlain? I think you got to put Wilt Chamberlain on there. But you could always argue Larry Bird. You could argue Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. You could argue Jerry West. You could argue all kinds of people. But I feel like that's a solid Mount Rushmore. Wilt Chamberlain. You could argue Magic Johnson. Wilt Chamberlain, Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, LeBron James. You know what I mean? But it's always something people argue, man. Kobe, LeBron, or LeBron, Jordan, LeBron, Michael. They're completely different players, for one. Jordan is going to be my GOAT and always will be my GOAT. But honestly, under Jordan, I would put Kobe Bryant, and then I would put LeBron underneath Kobe. That's just me, though. You know what I mean? So, it's something that you could always argue about. You know what I mean? Like people ask me all the time, like, what are your favorite movies? It changes. Like, it just depends on what you're wanting to watch. You know what I mean? Like, for me, you know, my favorite movie of all time, if you said you have to pick one movie, I would have to say Dumb and Dumber. Then I would say Casino or Goodfellas. You could kind of interchange those, but it changes all the time. You know, favorite actors, that changes sometimes. It used to be De Niro, and then De Niro just started making shit turd movies towards the end of his career. I would probably say Denzel Washington would be my favorite actor. He still makes dope ass movies. I don't know. Pacino's up there. Like, there's a lot of different ones I could talk about, but that would be who I would put. You know what I mean? You know, we talked about last week about the big announcement about Warner Brothers putting their 21 or 17 or 20, however many movies they plan on releasing in 2021 on HBO Max, which a lot of the theaters are like, fuck you for that. But what are they supposed to do, man? They got to make money somehow. You know what I mean? So, let's check the news for Google here. This is going to be fun. We've never done this. Let's see. Speaking of Mount Rushmore, Cam Newton said Julian Edelman is on the Mount Rushmore of Patriots history. Okay. Who gives a shit? Oh, it's because I searched Mount Rushmore. Oh, man. And then people talk about battle rap. You know, I love battle rap. I don't know who all listens to this, that watches battle rap, but my battle rap Mount Rushmore would probably have to be Murda Mook's. Gotta be, he's the first ballot. Loaded Lux. I would say A-Verb. The reason I say A-Verb is because A-Verb jump-started that Midwest movement, and A-Verb is still battling the highest competition at the highest level and competing. pretty regularly. I would say Hollow the Don, Lux, Mook, and Verb would be my Mount Rushmore for that. But people argue that too. It's just because there's only four spots, man. And when you got, there's so many great in all categories, whatever it is that you're talking about. You know what I mean? That's just, I resorted it to that because that's just what I like to watch, you know. But when in Rome, man, you, what do? You shit your fucking pants. That's what you do. I saw a crazy thing on Instagram where I started seeing, you know, I follow comedy podcasts heavy. I'm always listening. They're big influences on what I do now, you know. One of my favorites is Tom Segura and his wife, Christina Pajitsky, Your Mom's House. That's one of my favorite podcasts. It's so great. And I like Two Bears, One Cave, too. Bert can just be a little bit much at times. He's a lot to handle, but I still love him. I have to take him in small doses, though. I could watch Tom all the time, like on podcasts, but Bert's a different story. But anyway, I started seeing all these comments like, RIP Tom, and I'm like, wait, what? So I started freaking out thinking, did Tom Segura die? And I was like, no, he didn't. If that happened, I would have known. Everybody would have known. Well, him and Bert always do these, like, competitions. You know, they did tennis. They're doing all these physical competitions or whatever. Well, apparently they were playing basketball with each other. And Tom had some freak accident where he broke his leg, like horribly broke his leg or his ankle, and broke his arm. I don't know how it happened. I know that the podcast that they uploaded this week, it was one that was they had in the can pre-recorded. And Christina said that he's in the hospital and he's recovering. And I see him on his Instagram posting about it. And I'm like, how did he do that playing basketball? And then I started seeing people saying dunk. So I don't know if he tried to like dunk the ball and like came down, but they said that they have footage of it and I guess they're going to show it. Which anybody that watches that podcast knows that Tom takes so much joy in when he watches somebody just get severely injured. So maybe that was kind of the payback, but I would think Tom being such a good sport with stuff, it's going to be interesting to see how he injured himself. But that was pretty crazy when I saw that. I was like, holy shit. How do you break your leg and your arm? He had to have tried to, like, dunk. I don't know. I don't know how he did it. But that's crazy. We got some updates, guys. NFL Week 13. This will be fun to do. Running over your scores real quick. Had the Patriots winning a very close one on Sunday, 45-0 over the Chargers. You also had the Eagles getting shellacked by the Packers, 30-16. You had the Chiefs beating the Broncos, 22-16. You had the Bills beating the Niners on Monday Night Football. 34-24. What else did you have here? Let's go on up here. Saints beat the Falcons. Sorry, Chance Richardson. 21-16. My Tennessee Titans lost to the Browns. 41-35. Let me just rant for a second. Ross Vrabel, if you don't fucking get your ass off the defensive coordinating spot, you are a head coach, motherfucker. Be a head coach and hire you a defensive coordinator. Because clearly you don't know how to call defense. You was a great defensive player, but you can't fucking call a defensive scheme. We gave up 41 points this week and still almost won. My boy Derrick Henry, who's the best running back in the league, I don't care what anybody tries to say about all these other running backs, to me he's the best. He only had 65 yards rushing this week, and everybody's giving me shit about it. They were down 38-7. Why would we run the ball? But my boy Tannehill showed out. My boy Tannehill had almost 400 yards passing. But Ross Vrabel, if you don't get your fucking shit together and get a defensive coordinator, you don't need to do both, bitch. You need to be a head coach, bro. You're a good head coach. You're a terrible defensive coordinator. Ran over. Catch my breath. Dolphins beat the Bengals 19-7 in a barn burner. You had the Vikings beating the Jags, which we always need. We always need the, you know, our divisional teams to lose. 27-24. However, the Colts beat the Texans. The Texans didn't help us out at all. They won 26-20, so the Colts are now tied with us for first place, and we both beat each other, so we are literally deadlocked at the first place in the AFC South. The Raiders beat the Jets 31-28. They still have not gotten a win this year. Jets are winless, I believe. Giants 17-12 over the Seahawks. That was pretty crazy. What else we got? Rams beat the Cardinals 38-28. And last but not least, the undefeated Ravens beat the Cowboys 34-17. And then I heard something about Dez Bryant said he quit the rest of the season. I don't know what that's about, if it's due to COVID or if it was even real or if it's fake news. But, yeah. But last but not least, man, the Washington football team beat the undefeated Pittsburgh Steelers 23-17. So now that was the only undefeated team left was the Steelers, and now they have lost. So, yeah. What about the Bills are 9-3 this year? AFC East, they are atop the AFC East by a game over the Dolphins. And the Jets are coming in last in the division with a solid 0-12 record. They have scored 180 points and given up 353. Okay. But I'm going to tell you that right now. You hear what I said, right? 353 points the Jets have given up. They're 0-12. Okay. Chiefs are 11-1. They're atop the AFC West. Steelers are 11-1 atop the AFC North. Titans and Colts tied at first at 8-4, right? Remember when I told you that the winless New York Jets have given up 353 points? Remember when I told you that? Do you want to know what the 8-4 Tennessee Titans have given up? 359. 359 points. 326. Sorry, I read it wrong. Still, 326 is ridiculous. It's ridiculous, man. 359. There's only one team, though, we've scored 359 points. That's the only reason we're 8-4. There's only one team that scored more points than us, and it's the 11-1 Chiefs. But you know why the Chiefs are 11-1? They've only given up 254. They have a defense, bro. They have a defense. We, however, do not. Steelers were 11-1. They had only given up 211. That's what scares me about us, man, is that we've given up 326 points. We're in the bottom five in the NFL. And points against, that's what scares me, is that we're not going to beat anybody in the playoffs if we make the playoffs with that kind of a defense, bro. We're just not. Yeah, Dez Bryant said Baltimore Ravens. Dez Bryant has tested positive for COVID just before kickoff, so that's what it was. So he's done with it. He's done, bro. Dez Bryant says, fuck out of here. So, yeah, that was your... You know what? Let's look at the stats, man. We're going to talk about... I'm a stats guy. I'm a stats guy, dadgummit. I love talking about them. I've always been that way. I should have been a statistician. Is that a word? But as of right now, the NFL leader in passing yards is Patrick Mahomes. Big fucking whoop. I mean, we knew that. But the big stat with me and Mahomes that makes me on the Mahomes train as far as he's the best quarterback in the league. He just is. 3,800 yards, which is 300 yards, almost 300 yards above Deshaun Watson, who's number two. Okay, Patrick Mahomes has only thrown two interceptions, and he has thrown 463 passes this year. 463 passes, and two of them have been picks. 31 have been touchdowns. That's why he's the best player. That's why he's the best quarterback to me. My boy Tannehill is on down, man. Well, Tannehill's got 2,997 yards. He's only thrown 379 passes. That's 100 less than Mahomes. 26 touches, 5 picks. So he's right there in the middle. But who's leading the league in interceptions? That's what I always like to see. Probably Jameis Winston. Shout out to my boy BJ, BJ Suter. Carson Wentz with a staggering 15 interceptions. He gets benched too, as they're going to run with Jalen Hurts the rest of the year, and I do not blame him. Carson Wentz is dog shit trash water and has been for a while. Rushing yards. Let's see who's number one. It's not going to be Henry. Oh, wait. It is Henry. 1,317 yards, guys. 271 carries, 12 touches, 1 fumble, which was this past week. Second, Dalvin Cook, 1,250 yards, 251 carries, so he's only 20 carries under him, 13 touchdowns, 3 fumbles. Okay? Like I said, Derrick Henry's best football player, or he's the best running back. I'm going to do one more stat. I think I'm going to do these from now on out, like for the rest of the year. It'll be something fun. In receiving yards, let's see who we got here. I think Diggs. No, DK Metcalf. 1,119 yards, man. What a beast. 63 catches, man. 9 touchdowns. Yeah, Travis Kelce's got 1,100. Tariq Hill, 1,079. That's a close race there. What's my boy Corey Davis doing? He's in a contract season, so we better re-sign him, man. 53 catches for 801 yards. He's really been showing out for us, man. I'll give it to him. But let's talk about this money we wasted on these two free agent pickups, man. We went and got Vic Beasley from the Falcons, gave him $9 million, and he fucking got cut because he wasn't worth shit. Then we do all this deal, get all this bidding back and forth about Jadeveon Clowney. We get Jadeveon Clowney for him to do nothing. I think he maybe had one sack or a tackle for loss, and that's it. He's injured, has to have season-ending knee surgery. So two complete waste. We spent all that money, bro, and didn't get the first fucking lick out of either one of them. That's money we could have paid Derrick Henry. That's money we could have paid Corey Davis. That's money we could have shelled out to go get somebody else. But we didn't do it. But, you know, when in Rome, you shit your fucking pants. Okay, that's what you do. When you're in Rome, you shit all over yourself. You didn't know that that was the saying? As this work computer that I have starts to just overheat. Jesus. But yeah, man, that'll be something fun to talk about each week, and I'll do it. I'll do it once. I don't follow the NBA, just because the NBA has gotten to the point where they're just all political. But if y'all want me to, I'll do that for the NBA too. You know, look up the stats each week and talk about it. It'll be a cool little segment to talk about. I know one thing. Everybody and their mama's asking about these PS5s. We ain't fucking got them. We ain't had them. We ain't got them. I don't know when we're going to get them, if we're going to get them. You know, but your best bet's just if you want it bad enough, spend $3,500 and buy one off the aftermarket. It's the only way you fucking getting one, okay? It just deal what it eel. It eel what it eel. Real original saying. I don't know if anybody's ever said that, to be honest with you. Some of the time I like to think that, you know, people have, but I don't think that they have, though. It is what it is, I think, is the most original saying that I've ever thought in my head. So, this week, as far as movies go, I know that you had, let's look it up here, man. I feel special because I got two computers here. One computer for my work and one computer for my looking up stuffs. You know what I mean? I know that Total Recall got a 4K release. I got that coming from Amazon. I don't know what the deal is with Amazon. The last couple of times I've pre-ordered stuff, I'm not getting it the day it releases. I'm not getting it till Thursday, which is kind of weird, maybe because it's the holidays. Because I'm pre-ordering it, and I have Prime. So last week was a big week. You had the 4K set of Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit. You had Beverly Hills Cop. You had Blade. You had Coming to America, which I got Blade Coming to America. You also had Golden Child, got a special Blu-ray release. This week, you had a few cool things. You had Collateral 4K, which I got pre-ordered on Amazon. It should be here this week. Total Recall, which I got coming from Amazon this week. You had The Godfather Coda, some Blu-ray release. There's a movie called The Possessor 4K that I actually want to see. I haven't seen it. You know, I'm real big into the Arrow titles. There's this martial arts film called Versus and Ultimate Versus that I want to pick up. That's from Arrow. And then you had Yellowstone Season 3. Got a Blu-ray release. There's also a film called Smiley Face Killers that I want to check out. It looks pretty dope. It's got Crispin Glover in it. You know, McFly from old Back to the Future. But, yeah. Mount Rushmore, man. That's what we'll call this one. #Hashtag Mount Rushmore for episode 35 of the Chatty Bobcast. I really do appreciate all the support, man. Like I said, we're just going to try to keep this weekly upload, you know, schedule for y'all. The best for me is if I can get them recorded every Wednesday or Thursday for that following Friday. That way we don't get too far ahead of ourselves and we're up to date with stuff. Because when you pre-record stuff and then you release it for weeks in advance, then, especially with podcasts, you know, if you're not talking about stuff that's somewhat relevant within the past couple of days, then it just kind of looks weird. But yeah, man, I love each and every one of you. Hope y'all had a great day, night, morning, evening, whenever you're watching this or listening to it. I hope that you're doing good, and I love the motherfucking shit out of y'all. If you've not subscribed to the Chatty Bobcast YouTube channel, hit that subscribe button for me. Subscribe to all the cool links in the description. If you're watching this on YouTube, you got my main channel, Chatty Bobby 1130, where I do all my Blu-ray content. I do battle rap content. Then we've got the Triple Flicks Mafia YouTube channel that I do with my buddies Friday the 14th and The Viz. We always release random videos on there. So, yeah, I love each and every one of y'all, man. We did it a little bit longer than normal, but hey, I got a little bit more stamina this time. That's what she said. I love y'all, man. Have a good day. Peace.